So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak continues, V'hakutim metame mishkav tachtin kelyon. The Chum initiated that the married men of the Kutim are tummy to the extent that if they sit on a bed or chair, it becomes tummy. As the Mishnah explains, the Kutim are considered boiling nidus because their wives are continuously tummy nida. And as the Gemara explains, either because Sheroyas dam adam, Uma Shlimas Isal dam yarek, they erroneously start the count of Imei Nida from when they see a light colored discharge, which is dam tahar, and they continue with this count even though they then see regular dam tame, and this messes up the count of Imei Nida. Or, because Yem Shepesekis boy, Safrasa Leminyan Shiva, they erroneously start the count of the Shiva Nikim on the same day of the Hefsik Tara, the last day of the Ziva, when in fact the Shiva Nikim begin only the day after Hefsik Tara, and therefore they don't become Tara from their Tefillah. Before we proceed, let's explain Metame Mishkab Umayshav, also known as Tumas Medras. Fanida, Zava, Zav, lies, sits, or stands on something meant for that purpose, such as a bed, chair, or mat, it becomes an Avad Tuma, which is Metama Odomikalim. The bed causes tumma to a person or utensil that has contact with it. In our case, however, the Gemara explains the halach of the Mishnah Hakutim mitame mishkav tachtin ke'elyon, shehi tachtoina shel boil nida ke'elyon shel zav. The mishkav u'meishav of a boil nida has a lesser tumma than the mishkav u'meishav of a nida, and is considered like tumas masa, an object that was carried by a zav, and that ma'al yon shel zav, einam tame lo'eichel n'mashkin, af tachtoina shel boil nida, einam tame lo'eichel n'mashkin. Just like the mass of a zav causes tum only to food and drink, but not to other mekalim, a person or utensils, so too the mishkav u'meishav of a boil nida causes tum only to oichel mashkin, but not to other mekalim. The Gemara proceeds with the sources of these halachas. Tachtoina shel zav metama other mekalim, as the pasuk states, v'isha sheyiga b'mishkava yichabes b'gadav v'rochatz b'mayim b'tamei ad'arav. While olyoina shel zav eina metama elo oichel mashkin, as the pasuk of zav in Parshas Metzora states, b'chol anegeya b'chol sheyia tachtav yitma. The pasuk cannot be referring to tachtoin zav because this was already taught in the earlier pasuk beisha sheyiga b'mishkavei. Therefore, the pasuk must refer to elyoin shel zav, and the pasuk is interpreted as follows: Hanegeya b'chol sheyia hazav tachtav, one that has contact with an object that the zav supported. In other words, masa becomes tummy, and the pasuk concludes with b'hanisi oisam yichabes b'gadav b'rochas b'mayim b'tamei ad'arav. Now, the pasuk could have combined both hanegeya v'hanoisei and taught that both are tamei and require kibbutz begadim. Why then did the pasuk separate between the two? This teaches us that nitku hakasa mituma chamura ve'vila de tuma kala she'ina mitamei lo'eichel namashkin. The pasuk reduced elyoin shel zav to a lesser tuma that it causes tuma only to oichel namashkin, but not to other mekalim. Tachtonya shel nida mitama other mekalim, because the pasuk states v'chal hanegeya b'mishkav v'yichabes begadim. While tachtoina shel boil nida ain't a metamei lo'eichel namashkin, because the pasuk of boil nida states v'mshachav yishkav ish aisa v'tehine dasa lav v'tamei shivas yam. The words v'tehine dasa lav create a hekesh, a comparison of boil nida to teach mahi metamei odem meklicheres af hu metamei odem meklicheres. Just as a nida causes tumah to a person and an earthen vessel, so to a boil nida causes tumah to a person and an earthen vessel. And the pasuk concludes with v'chol hamishkav sheyishachal lav v'yitma. Now, the pasuk could have combined both boil nida and mishkav to teach that both are tamei and require kibbutz begadim. Why then did the pasuk separate between the two? This teaches us that nitkei hakasav mituma chamura v'hivil de tuma kala sheinu mitamei lo'eichel mashkin. The pasuk reduced tachtonah shel boil nida to a lesser tuma that it causes tuma only to oichel mashkin, but not to other mekalim. The Gemara proceeds with an unrelated question. If a woman emits shechva zera during the shiv nikim of ziva, does she lose her count or not? Perhaps the tumah of peletus is because it is considered a discharge. Therefore, she loses the shiv nikim. Or perhaps nagas haisa v'loy sasur. Perhaps the tumah of peletus is merely because she had contact with the shechva zera. Therefore, she does not lose the shiv nikim. After some discussion, this question remains unresolved. The Mishnah concludes with the following halachas regarding the tumah of b'nais kutim v'kutim, v'ein chayavna lein albiyis mikdash, v'ein servin aleim esat truma. If the kutim enter the base of mikdash, they're not liable for karma chattas. And if they touch truma, it's not burned, they should tumas and safik, because this tumah is doubtful, and misveka lo yisarfin in truma. The Gemara questions this from a Mishnah in Masechtas Taras. Al shisha sveka servin esat truma. Al safik bigdi ama aretz, if the clothing of an ignorant person touched truma, it must be burned. If so, for this very reason, if a kuti touched truma, it should be burned because the kuti is considered nama aretz. The Gemara offers two approaches. Our Mishnah refers to kuti chaver, a learned kuti. Or our Mishnah refers to Kuti Shetavu Va'ala V'daras Al Bigdi Chaver V'Azlu Bigdi Chaver V'Nagu B'Truma. The Kuti was indeed an Amaretz, but he immersed in a mikveh and immediately stepped on the clothing of a Chaver, which then touched Truma. In this case, there's no Tumas Amaretz because Hatavale. And there's no Tumas Boil Nida because there's a Svek Svek, a double Safik. Safik Bal Bukarav, Safik Loi Bal Bukarav. There's a Safik whether the Kuti recently cohabited with his wife. And v'im timtzalema bal bakarav safik ishlimasi yarek safik lahishlimasi. Even if he certainly did cohabit, there's a safik whether his wife was a nida or not. And aspek sveik aloy safina and truma. Zok the Mishnah, b'nei tzedukin bezman shenagu leleches bedarcha v'sein harehin kakutiyas. The daughters of tzedukin, if they possibly follow the erroneous ways of their fathers, they're tamed like the kutim. And for this reason, the tzedukim are also tamed because they are boily nidas. Poshu leleches bedarcha yisrael harehin kiyisraelis. Only if they certainly follow the righteous ways of the Yidden, they're tar. Rabbi Yisrael disagrees and says, "Lo'olam hin kinsraelis, ashi yifreshu leleches bedarcha b'sein." The Bnei Tzedukin are always tar, unless they certainly follow the ways of the Tzedukin. I think Gemara cites a braisa in which Rabbi Yisrael relates, "Bekin anu behen yosim in hakol, behen maris dam lechacham, chutz meisha achas shahisa b'shchunaseinu, shaloi harasa dam lechacham b'meisa." The wives of the Tzedukim showed their dam to the Chacham, aside for one woman who did not do so, and as a result, she died. However, all the others are considered tar.